Doesn't it? Time flies, doesn't it?
All right. Got my tailpipe hardwired to the garage. Check. Start the podcast. Hey, everybody, this will be our last podcast.
And let me know when you start your car. Start the car.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite.
Damn, dude. Did you label these a lot better? Because you, this is the first time you have ever knew what button you wanted and picked the right one.
I've gotten better, and I'm trying to get better every single day.
You're doing fantastic. Last episode, we didn't even play our intro music, so why don't we just do that out right now? Oh!
All right, we're running out of time. It's almost Matt's bedtime.
Oh, did I make you feel like that? No, I didn't mean to.
I'm fucking with you. I'm just clearing the air out. I botched the button push.
Yeah, you said I'm getting better at the buttons, and then that happened. Oh, well. I feel like you're lying to me.
I am.
I have to apologize to you. My wife made dinner, and
notebooks out.
Couple of them, yeah. And she made garlic bread, homemade garlic bread, and just the garlic bread that she made was all garlic.
Delicious. And
that's your notebook.
That is one of them.
Oh man,
we're going back to getting deep on this podcast. You know, we've gone away from it a little bit. We're very much surface level, but it's time to pierce the veil.
Dude, I never know what you're even reading there. We don't have any emails. That's okay.
What?
Yeah, it's okay, too. We're going to be okay.
That is okay. That's what piercing the veil's for.
Yeah, we can read a page out of that book instead. I could smell the fumes from the vehicle now, but
it's starting to smell good, but it's hurting my stomach. You know what
throat.
I mean?
Yeah, in throat.
You know what I mean when it hurts your stomach.
Thanks for duct taping off all the cracks in the man door and the
holidays that need to go.
Not St. Patrick's Day. Don't say it.
Valentine's Day.
Okay, yeah. That's a Hallmark one.
But don't you feel like, do you think COVID kind of shined a light on certain things that there are certain things that aren't as big deals now as they used to be, because ever since that?
I think I know what you're saying, but if you can keep going with that, with what you're saying.
Like certain things, it was sort of a big deal, and certain things just fell. Or maybe is that just a part of getting older?
I mean, everything fell. Like high school sports, it was like, oh yeah, we're actually not doing track this year. First of all, it's because it's gay.
Weird, though?
Secondly, yeah. It's because if it's a tight race, we're gonna have to make somebody be 6 feet behind the other person.
Maybe I misspoke. Maybe I'm just getting older, but I do think St. Patrick's Day is one of them
that needs to go.
Yeah,
is it because of the people that you see on the that frequent a small town?
It's not that. It's just, I don't think it's necessary. I'm kind of like the person who got to have fun with it and closes the door behind him. A real piece of shit. You know what I mean?
I only saw one kilt, but that kilt was terrible. I mean, you never...
What do you think's worse?
You never want to see a man dressed like that.
What's the...
He didn't even have red
Please
hair.
Please forgive me. What's the Mexican St. Patrick's Day?
Cinco de Mayo?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, those can go. Both of those can be done.
an Uno de Juno.
No, that one stays.
Yeah, we're actually gonna make Uno de Juno.
Let's actually get some better holidays.
I like St. Patrick's Day. I did a couple of Irish car bombs, and I was just thinking about how maybe true Irish people don't really care for Irish car bombs, not the drink, but the bombs themselves.
Explosives?
Isn't it just a Molotov cocktail? Isn't that basically what an Irish car bomb is?
I thought it was when you go to start your car and it goes kick, 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 kick. And when you know it doesn't kick over, you're like, oh no.
And that's when the explosion happens. I don't know that. I'm like probably closer to 60 to 70% Irish, and I don't know the story of the old car bomb. Maybe I'll inquire and maybe ask somebody a lot smarter than myself for...
I'm sure we'll get an email about it. But, yeah, let's just get rid of those holidays, I think.
I understand Valentine's Day. St. Patrick's Day, I think it's all for fun. I mean, I think it helps towns like ours. It puts money in the pockets of businesses and...
idiots. And it...
the jails.
What really pissed me off is one time, St. Patrick's Day, it fell on a Monday, and it was my day off. And I actually used to go to Chicago when I first moved here frequently on my day off. And I was like, going to Chicago on St. Patrick's Day is going to be crazy.
And I'm going to watch the river get dyed.
Yeah, and it's going to be like that scene from The Fugitive. That's the only reason I ever wanted to go to Chicago was that scene from The Fugitive where he escapes through the parade.
You see, you sent me the...
I sent you that.
And I...
do you remember that?
It's been a while.
That scene stuck with me. I don't know why, but it always made me want to... I don't know why, but... and I went there on a Monday, dead. Everyone had celebrated on the weekend. They had celebrated that Saturday. And I was pretty upset.
That sucks.
I was pretty upset.
Mm.
And it's just like, so you're not even going to celebrate on the day? What are we doing here? It's a joke. It's honestly an absolute joke.
So you didn't do your research, but you still had fun.
Sort of. Not really.
Everybody was at work.
There was nobody really around.
Yeah. That's my kind of holiday where you get to have some, you don't have to wait in line for
drinks. Really get the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, the river was still green, though, wasn't it? It stays green for a little while.
I didn't even see it. I just remember some 50-year-old ladies with their hair dyed, smoking cigarettes. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I feel the way you feel about a lot of holidays, but St. Patrick's Day can stay. I don't really... it's never hurt anybody.
No, I can go.
A shamrock shake, dude.
I think we replace St. Patrick's Day with a Mardi Gras, but for the whole nation.
Yeah. Tits are allowed, right?
When I went to Mardi Gras, I saw more dick than tits, I'll tell you that.
You were looking... well, that's because you're short. you were about to press the wrong one.
I sure was.
You're like 99% right now for today, Jared. So
that was good though. You deserved more.
Than what?
Than what you got.
a fake laugh. I don't think I saw a tit that wasn't a stripper when I went to... I wasn't there for Mardi Gras, though. I was there for St. Patrick's Day, though. That's a thing, because St. Patrick's Day and spring break, they somewhat line up sometimes, or they used to, right, when I was in college, anyways.
I've always had bad luck on St. Patrick's Day. One time I got punched in the face and left at the beach.
Were you not cold? Were you cold-cocked?
I don't know. I woke up the next day in someone's apartment, and I had a black eye. No idea how it happened.
Yeah, that's not the last time. That won't be the last time Jared has that a black eye. That will
be the last time.
No, because then you went to Atlanta.
Well, it wasn't the last time, but it will be.
Oh.
No more black eyes for me.
You're done?
I'm done.
Black eyes?
No more black eyes, just black eyes.
Speaking of, what was the Shamrock Shake? McDonald's? Dude, I tried to recreate that bagel that McDonald's has with the steak and the cheese and the egg and the onion, you know? And I think that McDonald's did it better. Somehow McDonald's makes their plastic taste a lot better than the real food that I'm trying to make over here.
It's because you're using real food.
That was my bad, you think?
You have to use imitation food, and then you have to slice it as thin as possible. See, you've built a sandwich with the ingredients. It's
mimicking
too thick.
Yeah.
You got a thick sandwich.
I did. I feel like it's all about the sauce. You know, do you even know what sandwich I'm talking about from Mickey D's?
I've never had it, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
The steak bagel.
You've never had that one?
No. I'm not going to eat steak from a fast food place in the morning. I'm not some sort of psychopath.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's worth it one time.
I won't do it.
Is it because it's the most expensive sandwich that's on the menu?
No, it's just I don't need steak from McDonald's.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to go there, like, if I'm going to fool myself, let's not pretend we're eating steak from McDonald's.
Okay.
Because that's stupid. You're now being stupid.
I get it. You're not getting steak. I get it. Yeah. But it's the sauce is boss.
What kind of cut is this? What kind of cut is this at the for the breakfast steak?
Is it top sirloin?
I get the steak quesadilla at Taco Bell because I enjoy decadence.
I have something to admit, Jared.
I get steak everywhere I go. It doesn't matter.
I have something to admit.
I'm a big boss. Go ahead.
I fall asleep at least one time every day on my drive home from work.
For how long?
Very, very short amount of time.
You're just like, shit, I was asleep.
It happens one time.
Shit, I was asleep again.
And I'm waiting for the one grand mall, you know, where I snooze and I don't come back out of it, you know?
Ever.
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 And it made me think, because you do distance driving now, or because your family's far, so you're kind of accustomed to it when you have to do it.
Ever since I've had a driver's license, I've driven long distances.
Yeah, you're a long-distance driver.
I used to use an atlas, and I would highlight where I was going in my atlas.
Hmm. That's before MapQuest.
Correct, because to my mom's house was 13 and a half, or 12 and a half hours from Florida to Kentucky, and I would have to drive that by myself at 16. Whew. Made it every time.
Every damn time. Did you ever fall asleep just once?
One time, I wrecked my car in Florida on the beach and decided, because I had been driving that drive, and I was like, I'm not telling my dad about this. And I drove at 4 in the morning, basically blackout drunk, tried to drive to Kentucky, and I flew off the road many times, many, many times.
Jared.
And I woke up in Alabama, northern Alabama, at a gas station with no shoes because I had left them on the beach. And I just had shorts, a shirt, and a bunch of beers underneath my seat, and I woke up at a gas station.
Damn it, Jared. And you were 16?
I think I was 17 at that time.
Well, I was just going to say, what are some of your fun ways that you like to keep yourself awake while driving, because I, like I said, I'm experienced with it. I've got an hour drive every day now. So
what I used to do, because from here, Florida is about 14. It's 13 and some change, just under 14. And I would, by the end of it, I would turn off the music, roll down all the windows, be beatboxing and babbling to myself, and chain smoking cigarettes.
Oh, cigarettes. See, I used to.
So it was just, by the end of it, I'm just like, like, it's, you start to get a little insane. At that 14th hour is where you start to, it starts to get really strange.
See, because today, the one time I fell asleep, there was a semi truck that I was beside, and then when I woke up, mere seconds later, he had turned on his hazards and he was pulling over to the side of the road, and I was like, "Did I cause this?"
It's also, once you're really that tired, it's almost like the danger becomes this, like, come to me, like, kind of thing, where you're like, the sleep is just like, oh, there's a semi-truck. You're going 80 miles an hour. That's okay. Close your eyes. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's frightening for you, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. You know what?
Have you tried eating ice cubes?
It's happened so many times now that it's just like, well, there's the one time I fell asleep for this trip. I'll be fine from here on out.
It's going to be terrible if something bad happens and there's this recording.
And then you have to play this at my funeral.
We might actually get some listens.
Man predicts his own death. But what can I say? I was Moron Bro show gets a little boring on the way home.
Ooh,
oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love it. Hello. I was just joking about it being boring. I actually have a strong favorite on the Shitstein 16 Shitstein. I think it's the Dead Pioneers. I really liked the song you played last week, and I want the Dead Pioneers. Jesus Christ. You're overlaying them now? Okay.
Ooh, smooth jazz, baby.
So the way I'm trying to gain forgiveness from Keegan and CJ is by informing them that I was not falling asleep during their podcast. What I was doing, I was listening to that.
Mm. Maybe you could, okay, tips for not falling asleep at the wheel and dying.
So I have a...
Have you eaten ice cubes?
I haven't, but...
Try that.
So when I have something to say, but it's almost as bad as what you just said about
the ice cubes.
No. No. So my level of alcoholism is that the first few drinks are an upper for me. They're not a downer whatsoever.
Same.
So the first probably five or six of them they really get me going.
Cause my next, I was going to suggest drinking and driving.
Yes. So,
and turning on loud rock music.
So I used to just have like two or three beers on the way home, and it'd be like, that's the kick that I needed.
Drinking and driving, loud rock music.
Yeah, I would never dare fall asleep with a two-hearted in my center console.
Also, you got to be aware. You're like, here we are. Okay. We aren't drunk driving.
Yeah, but we are
drinking and driving.
Active.
Now we need to be on our P's and Q's. Dot our I's, cross our T's here. You got to be... It's another level of alertness, really.
It is. And it's helped me stay awake. So one of my methods is just to have two or three beers on the way home.
Whilst driving, not drink and then drive, that would be irresponsible.
That's stupid.
Drinking and then getting in your vehicle and driving, incredibly, terribly idiot. Irresponsible.
But
while you put your car in drive, get onto the interstate, crack a beer is responsible in a way. And that, there, I feel like there's a lot of people don't understand the nuance to that.
Because you have the fun form of alcoholism that that wakes you up a little bit.
I'm only an hour away from home. I can drink for an hour and not get into any trouble. Now, after that, I'm not going on a long journey. So, 2 hours, you can still go. The maximum for drinking and driving is 4 hours. After that, you are now in danger. You need to pull over. You need to get a hotel room.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the formula.
I agree. So much like having a beer in my center console and not needing to get pulled over, it makes me a better driver. Yeah. I do two or three over the speed limit. I stay in the lines. I focus more. I'm more awake, that's for certain. Just like I don't want to be caught slipping with a beer in my center console, is the same way I feel every time I run into a little bit of cocaine. And I'm like, I cannot die in these next 3 days. Because if I die in these next 3 days and they have to perform some kind of an autopsy upon me.
It's cocaine related.
And then they're going to be like, well, he had cocaine in his system. And my mother would just be broken.
Yeah, you can't.
So the two times that it happens a year, you know, these days. Now
you shouldn't
that I'm,
do cocaine anymore.
I agree.
Because there's stuff in there.
But when you run into it with your face.
I don't ever run into it.
I know. I hang out with some real seedy characters.
Yeah. There's a lot I'd like to say, but I will not. It has nothing to do with your seedy characters. It has to do with a couple of my past seedy characters. But I will not say it.
I wasn't trying to lure you, but that is how I feel. I think that it would just change the what everybody thought of me, you know, if I die with a little bit of cocaine.
Yeah. Be like, oh, he wasn't even as funny as Chris Farley. But here we are.
Just as fat.
Just as fat. Not quite as funny.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually doing pretty okay. I haven't had a beer in a week and a half now or something like that.
Quit vaping?
Yeah, but
falling asleep at the wheel though, gotta reel that in a little bit.
Nah, well hell. That's literally just seconds of my day. You know? Is that what we're gonna call it though when the big one happens? It's the Grand Mall. The Grand Mall snooze at the wheel.
I hope not. God, I hope not. That's going to be terrible. What? Right. Can he work closer?
I probably could, but I'd make less money. So,
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm getting a little greedy. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
well, I don't have any money. So I understand the need to travel.
I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is.
I'm just lying in wait. I'm listening to audiobooks, but when I strike, I'm going to suck the venom out of everything.
I actually kind of like the hour drive each way. In the morning, it gives me time to drink about 40 ounces of coffee and really wake up and think about what I'm going to be doing that day, listen to podcasts. It's fun. I'm kind of nervous about the Moron Bros again. I'm going to bring them up again because yesterday Keegan told me, don't miss this week's episode. We're really going to fuck you. Like, and I think something bad's going to happen. So, and I think he knows that I have extreme anxiety about not wanting to be a bad person, so he's always just like, hey, you pissed us off, and we're...
Who gives a shit?
We're
just
running.
How about you just... If you don't listen to it, then it won't matter.
Mm.
I've been listening to...
kind of like that show that you were watching where the neighbors were leaving notes that were like, Watcher. We're going to kill you.
The Watcher. That's what I took away from that. I was like, if they never read the mail, it's not so scary.
Just chop down your mailbox.
Chop down your mailbox and board your windows.
Oh, yeah, so you can't get the flaming brick through the window.
I've been listening to podcasts with, like, psychologists, but I've been eating edibles. and like getting really drunk. And then I think if I sit there and listen to it really loud, like it's going to fix me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure that I'm retaining the information.
It's a place to start.
It's a place to start.
I've been trying to listen to educational podcasts lately because the comedy ones are getting to be, they're warping my mind. Like, they're going to get me in trouble at work sometime.
Oh, because you're like, oh, isn't this fun, guys?
Yeah, like, hey, here's this really, you know, off-color joke that I thought was really funny that they said on this podcast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going
to
get me.
That's not your job. You know, that's your job isn't to make off-color jokes.
So no.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
So now you're just, you want to be like, that seems fun. I want to do that.
Yeah,
and but it's getting you in trouble. Or it could.
Damn it. Yeah. It's on me.
Fucking, what is this world, Matt? What is this? What are we doing here?
That's actually a fantastic question.
It's cold.
No, is it? It's not cold in here.
It's getting cold in here.
Is it?
I feel like this is like a some sort of buoy, and we're in the water. We're just floating on it.
Oh, there's no room for you, Jared.
I could probably piss my pants right now, and it would warm me up.
For a little bit,
but then I'd have to deal with the. Yeah, that's a lesson to learn.
Do you have to piss? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
No, I'm fine.
Because I have to mix a drink. I'm not trying to be this guy. I could just go and do it right now with it running, but...
Go ahead.
It's time to mix a drink.
Mix a drink. Hurry.
Why hurry? Why am I hurrying?
And he's back.
Sorry about that, folks. What do you have in your notes? What am I missing? Jared, you mentioned last week that you were doing stand-up comedy. You want to tell the people, the class? You want to tell the class how it went?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I'd say a C+.
Ooh, very good. Yeah, very good.
I passed.
That's it. We were just talking about how I just like regurgitate things that I've learned on a podcast that I think are funny, and then everybody's just like, "What the fuck's the matter with you?" And this last one that I regurgitated was on St. Patrick's Day. I regurgitated it about a dozen times. And it's because I learned that Rosa Parks' husband owned a car. And that's all I would say. I would just say, like, Rosa Parks' husband owned a car. And that was it. And
what
it was
the response to that?
It was laughter for the most part. But it was definitely like, why do you know this? Is this true? Is this like a thing that you are doing, or is it? I was like, no, it's like a fact. It's not research that I did. It's like it's a fact. You know, it's like hitting somebody with a real weird factoid, and that's what I was doing with the Rosa Parks husband.
That ginger beer. Is that ginger beer?
Ah, it's diet, actually.
It smells like where I take my dog to get groomed. Isn't that weird?
Serious?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You want to take a sniff?
I've had it before.
This one particular?
It smells, when you made that drink, it smells like where I take my dog to get groomed.
So if I could tell you why I'm doing the diet one and not just the regular one, it's because I actually like the diet one more, I've discovered. And it's because it's less spicy.
Less ginge.
Yeah, less ginge. And the diet doesn't taste like they substituted with for something. They didn't like put aspartame instead of like whatever the fuck. That kind of a diet. It just tastes like they took something out of the original.
Yeah, they're like, we don't need all this sugar.
Ginger. Yeah, so that's why I do the diet one. Also, I'm trying to lose weight.
I needed it injected into me.
Oh, I get it. Every day is a new day. I'm grateful for every breath I take. What is the one
that genre of music? It will be funny for the
remainder of your life, future
generation, because that will be somebody's Beatles.
Who's your favorite band? You're just like Hoobastank?
Yeah. POD?
That's what the H in Jesus H Christ stood for. It was Jesus Hoobastank Christ. And that's why they named their band Hoobastank.
This is what we were doing when we went down to the hawk, the sock hop.
Boys over here, girls over there. So what was the one I really like that I got the lyrics confused on? It was about would it be wrong, would it be right if I took my life tonight? Chances are dynamite. I said dynamite.
That is Papa Roach.
Just so you know, the chances that I kill myself are...
Chances are dynamite.
Dynamite.
After this podcast, dynamite.
What you have in those notebooks of yours over there?
It's terrible. It's not going well.
I'm dying on the vine over here, honestly. Oh, so.
Yeah, I'm doing not good.
If one of the things that I thought of to talk to you about was like, hey, I fall asleep on the way home. things are getting a little crazy over here.
Hey, sometimes I see the sun and I just welcomes its beams of just joyous sleep as I drive my vehicle.
Well, especially because my truck has heated seats and I'm
too comfortable.
We were just talking about how it's gotten cold again, and so when I get in, I've been outside in the cold all day, and then when I'm on my way home and I'm starting to warm up and I'm comfy, oh boy.
Here's a question. What did you like to do as a child?
Me, personally?
Yes, you.
Thank you for the question. I'd love to feel this. I kind of like that you're asking me questions.
Yeah, well, the thing about some of the stuff that I've looked into is, like, when you try to figure out, like, what you're going to do or, like, what you would like to do or, like, what's your purpose or, like, your passion or whatever, a big, big question I've realized through multiple sources is, like, you kind of have to go back to childhood and kind of get a grasp of what you did as a child, like, what you enjoyed as a child. That's, like, a kind of a part of it. That's what I've gathered. Unfortunately, I don't remember a lot of my childhood, so it's pretty tough for me.
Yeah. So what did I like to do as a child?
Like what were things like? Were you into animals? Did you like play in a sandbox and you like bulldozers? Like shit like that.
So it really depends what age, because when I was 9, we would have pickup baseball games at we all lived really close to the Little League baseball field, so we'd just like go with neighbors and play pickup games. That was when I was 9. But then I found something that I really liked to do when I was 10 was call people fags and beat their ass.
Damn.
So the transition between 9 and 10, you met a few too many people.
And that actually makes sense.
Oh, are you?
That actually makes sense.
Oh, so there's like a grading system here.
No, I'm just writing down some things.
Yeah. Okay, why did you write for so long right there? What were you
I was making note of what you said.
Okay. What's the next question? I didn't mean it when I was calling those kids those names. It was just an excuse to beat their ass.
Right. You're not just going to beat someone's ass for just being a person.
Yeah.
That you would need them.
Yeah.
To be it.
I.
What do you do in your life that makes you do what you do?
What the fuck does that mean? I'm going to say that I, what do I do in my life that makes me do what I do?
Yeah.
So I don't live with much caution. So I'm going to say that I just really lean into, I don't like that question at all. It's hardly even a fucking question.
I think it's a hard question and that's why you don't like it.
Next question. Why do I do them?
Yeah. Because usually you just do shit just because, I got to get up. I got to go to work. I have to make breakfast. I have to do this or that. But why are you doing the things that you're doing in your life? Truly, why are you doing it?
It's because...
Do you have goals or do you have ambitions or where's this coming from? Are you just doing it because you're just doing it?
Wow. I think it's because I want to be in a good... I want the people that I love to view me as a good person, hardworking, not piece of shit, like does things for his friends and family kind of person.
So you're doing this for others and how they see you?
Yes, really, for real.
Okay.
Is that bad?
That's not bad.
Should I be doing it for myself?
You should be doing it for whatever you think you would like to do it for.
Okay.
But are you getting, hold on,
are you getting this out of the fucking book that you're reading?
No, this is different. This is deeper.
Okay.
This is about the perception of the world. This is about the perception of you.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
I care very much what other people think about me. That is true. I don't want them to hate me, but if they do... I'm going to hate them twice as much back because I don't think
anyone should hate.
Okay, what are we doing here? I don't know. You got like a psychologist, like,
I've been eating edibles, listening to a psychiatrist talk, thinking it's going to fix my brain naturally. It's almost like if you let like a dish soak overnight. That's what I thought I was doing, but I don't think it's working.
Okay.
Or is it?
If I look under this table and you're wearing some gay-ass shoes, I'm going to be very upset. Because I had to quit going to the last therapist that I had because those shoes were just awful.
Well, and I had to quit going to my last therapist because she was wearing sandals.
And it's crazy that we have this similar thing. Because then once I was talking about these terrible shoes that this dude was wearing... I started getting ads from L.L. Bean, and it was those damn shoes, and I was like, no way!
They found me. The shoes found me. The future's going to get pretty crazy because you're not going to be able to hide anywhere or anything you say. It's all going to be just like, oh, you didn't like that? Well, here it is, right here in your face. I mean, I sent you a thing about Krampuses.
Krampuses. I don't think they were they looked more like
it said they were
samurais.
It said they were Krampuses.
They looked more like samurais to
which
me.
Which I think should be called Krampi. A plural of Krampus should be Krampi.
What is a Krampus anyways?
It's the guy who like it's like the opposite of Santa Claus who comes and like if you have bad kids he like steals them away. He delivers them to the elite and they drink their blood.
Mm. Okay.
So I sent you the video on the Krampuses going through the streets beating everybody's ass.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And then what was underneath that? Nothing but pornography. Because I was looking, I wanted to get an explanation of the Krampus.
Say,
Krampi.
What would you expect is happening here?
I was like, what's going on here? Someone explain it. And it was just pussy lips. So, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. It's like, fucked up.
And it always says something like, it's like, oh, this content's fine and all, but my OF is free.
How stupid are, I mean, there's the majority of that. I understand it's a wide net. It's a huge wide net, and you're probably going to get a couple of fishes or whatever, but it's so dumb. It makes you really understand that, like, human beings are, it's going to get pretty fucked up here soon, probably.
It's some wide-hipped bitch, and it's like me or a PS5, and I'm like, well, I don't play video games.
I had the credit card company that I got the engagement ring from. So I paid a payment, but I accidentally posted it for next month instead of this month. So they called me, and it said no caller ID, but I answered it anyway. Just
damn, that's...
I was having fun today. But the lady, she's just like... This is going to sound terrible. This is going to sound terrible. But the lady's like, can I speak to Jared Moxley? And I'm like, this is him.
Was she from England?
Did I sound English?
Yeah.
Do I not do voices? Well, okay, I'm going to try to sound more Thai. Can I speak to, like, it sounded like basically a lady that would jerk me off more than try to get my debts from me. So it should be more threatening. Like, they need to find someone more threatening. And also, I don't understand what she... I didn't understand the last 50 things she said. Because she was like, you pay the bill. And I was like, I paid it. And she goes, oh, okay. And then I couldn't understand anything she said.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's... It reminds me of a very funny meme that I saw one time. And I'm not going to butcher it, so I'm gonna look it up. But... go on.
I just think if you're going to try to collect debts, you need someone that can speak clearly and threateningly, not like what sounds like someone at a massage parlor that's going to jerk you off. That's all.
And I agree. So this meme says, press 2 for English. Me pressing 2. AT&T rep, thank you for calling AT&T. And
I think the lady was living in Thailand. And I really think that.
And I think that that's funny. I'm glad that they're able to. I mean, if you think about it, they're more intelligent than you and I. I thought
that's the other thing. You're saying exactly what I thought. I was like, there's no way I could get a job where I learned a language and had to tell someone, hey, you need to pay us the bill that's due for you. There's no way I could do that.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
No way. So that's crazy. That's good for them. But also, as a company, if you're going to come at me and try to get your money, I need to know what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, would it hold up on court if you're just like, I couldn't understand that bitch.
I didn't know my bill was due. I didn't know what the fuck she was saying.
I get it.
She was nice.
You know what? I want to go on record as saying I don't think what you just said was racist at all. It was just
I think it's like something that, the more that I hear it out loud, I think it sounds terrible.
Well, I just read a meme.
In my head while making eggs, I was like, this is correct. Now, I don't think it's so correct. It sounds terrible, but that's how I felt at the time, so here we are. Real choppy podcast.
Ah, well, hell. I mean.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's our second week back, dude.
First week back on fire.
I don't know if that's true, actually, but...
Absolute fire, bro.
Because I've been drinking hard alcohol lately, because I'm allergic to two-hearted now.
Also difficult.
But I want to know, how do you drink vodka and gin and not black out?
So I've been down this road. It's a difficult road.
You can't.
So it's healthier, some would say, possibly, for weight.
Am I looking better yet?
You look great.
Oh, shut
up. But what ends up happening is you can drink the amount of vodka that you could in Two Hearted, and it is going to ruin you.
Thank you.
That happened to me. You'll look better. You'll physically look better.
But you'll be worse.
You will psychologically be diminished. It will be so easy for you. Will start to have handle bottles of this everywhere. You will have to hide those bottles. They will overtake you.
I hope that's not true.
There will be mountains of these bottles.
Are you serious?
Yes. It'll start to get so the taste. This will be your new water.
No, I don't see that happening.
Okay, but, I've been there, bro.
Hold on. Can I tell you just how stupid I am, though? Because I do feel like this new, this is me now. I'm going to be drinking liquor from now on. I think I'm going to, beer is going to be few and far between.
You think maybe stop drinking altogether?
What are you, high, Jared?
Not yet. Because later I'm going to go home and listen to psychologists whilst I eat an edible.
So I have 3 days off of work now. I'm working 4/10s.
You got a squeaky nose. You hear that?
Yeah, that's awesome. That only happens to me when I'm trying to fall asleep.
God, I'm sorry about that. Please continue.
And I'm not liking three-day weekends because I spend too much goddamn money. right off the bat, I want to tell you that former guest and friend of the podcast, Chris Papige.
Papige, what up?
That motherfucker, he texted in with a life hack, and it was to get an auto broker instead of, like, talking to scumbag fucking car salesman. He's like, you could just pay a motherfucker like $150. They save you thousands of dollars, and you don't have to deal with scumbag
like a middleman.
A middleman for auto brokers.
There's an auto middleman.
That's what he told me, and I took that as, ooh, I should look up online and see if there's any vehicles in the surrounding area that
you
I want to go.
Beautiful vehicle.
I know, but you always got to look, right? So I was seconds away from trading in my truck for another truck, is what happened.
Matt, what the because fuck of, are you doing?
Because of Chris Papige.
You have a beautiful vehicle.
But another thing.
This is part of what's wrong with the world. You find what's wrong with the world within yourself.
Here's the other thing.
Wanting more, needing more, not enjoying what you have.
I was like, I'm going to be a hard alcohol drinker for the next little bit here, maybe for the rest of my life.
Are you taking liver supplements?
No, God. And so what I said was, I need to have a dedicated vessel for drinking alcohol from. Went out, bought a vessel.
Bought a dedicated vessel.
Here it's clinging around in.
That's a Yeti tumbler. That's high end.
Because I didn't want to drink it out of my coffee mugs.
What are you, a degenerate?
Yeah, that's crazy. So I went and got a vodka vessel. I just wake up feeling better in the morning after drinking alcohol because I'm all bloated from the beer. Oh dude. And when you wake up and your mouth smells like hot beer in the morning because you drank 20 of them.
And you're like, I don't need to eat ever.
Yeah. Okay, so basically what I was getting into, Jared, is I'm a nerd and I'm a member of the subreddit Currency, and it's like cool old dollar bills or coins and like whatever, like things worth value.
Really? I got an old Buffalo nickel.
Well, so that's not where I'm going with this. So and it's like a lot of dollars with the numbers being like low numbers are ideal, numbers that read the same forward and backwards. If there's only two numbers that interchange with each other. If it's like 717 117, it's like that's they're highly sought after.
Really?
Yeah, and
like the serial number.
Yeah, serial number on the dollar bills, and it turns a $1 bill into $5. Mm-hmm. You know, like so you're not getting rich off the motherfuckers. This dollar from 2007. Hold on, let me.
Do you have it?
No, I'm sorry. From 2017, so it's like pretty new. But the serial number is 420-69-000, and all these currency nerds are like. It's just upsetting and unsettling to me that this is something that is regarded as a popular and
they're
somebody.
Like, this is what we're doing. This is not why we got into this.
And somebody was like, "Dude, I will give you a crisp $50 bill for that dollar right now." And just this nerd underneath is just like,
Do you want? We're not. Are we recording?
Oh yeah, we're on.
Oh shit. Good.
And he's just like, this dollar that is from six, 7 years ago is pulling in $50 when I have like this whatever star dollar and it's only worth like $7. The nerd was just looking at the wrong thing.
He didn't understand the power.
He didn't understand the assignment.
Right. I'll give you $50 for that serial number 42699.
Dude.
It's really ingrained in all of us to just be that childish.
Oh yeah.
And it's important. It's important that's the way it should be. It probably hits every aspect of.
Like, there's people that are upset that dollar is on the currency thing. It's just like, this isn't a rare dollar or sought after at all. This is from 7 years ago. Literally, it is not worth anything more than a dollar.
But it had to happen.
And other people.
That number had to happen.
There was a bidding war after that. That like on that guy's post, like this isn't worth shit. And then somebody's like, I'm prepared to give him, you know, $10 for it. And then it got up to $50, bro. So
$50, not that bad.
Would you give it up? You'd give up a dollar for $50, right?
Yeah, I would try to see how big it would go, but it would be cool to have like a you had like a home bar. And then in the back where it looks like where people be like, this is the first dollar we ever made. Like you had it framed up in your home bar.
Come take a look. Come take a look at the one.
Check out this serial number. You'll never guess.
Oh, man, that is good.
That's rich.
It hasn't changed me though. I haven't like started looking closer at my money. You know, I've never looked at my money to see if any bills are worth anything.
I randomly was doing, cause I deal with money, and I randomly found what looked to be a very smooth old nickel. And I noticed that it was a Buffalo nickel.
Right.
So I went down the rabbit hole of Buffalo nickels. Which is basically what I gathered from it was this could be worth $50,000. This could also be worth nothing.
Yeah. So what I know of it is there's either a D on it or
there's like a leg part where it looks like a dick. There's a bunch of shit to it. And I mean, I kept it. I threw in one of my own regular nickels to take the Buffalo nickel.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's worth anything. And then where do you go? Where do you take it?
The quarter shop. Do you remember when we podcasted?
Exactly.
Above the quarter, the coin shop. Store? What was that dude's name? He's a dad by now.
Hunter.
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 Hunter was is a dad by now.
He's almost probably, he probably has a 1 year old now.
You think he's a shit dad?
I think he's probably pretty good.
He's decent.
He seemed like a pretty good. I think you can tell if people are just good in general, they'll probably be good parents.
Yeah. Hunter, I mean, I only knew him for a night, but.
That's all you needed, though. That's all you needed.
What's going on? There was a bunch of dogs barking, and now there's a helicopter above.
Podcast in the apocalypse.
Do you have a dog-eared page on that, or are you just going to be looking around in it for the next like 10 minutes?
Oh, I'm going to be raw dogging it.
Okay.
I ripped a page out. This is also, I can put that back in.
You ripped the whole thing off.
Well, it's set up like a book report, so it's difficult.
Oh my God, you.
It's fine.
Jared, what the fuck happened?
I mean, Sirius the Rainbow Star?
Those look like college notes when they're like, you get one page and you can only use the one page for the test, and then that you just cram whatever the fuck you can on the test.
Yeah,
on that one page.
It looks like what you would do before you were like ready for your book to come out. So you would like do all this, and then you would be like, okay, I'm going to write this. Here we go. We'll do this. Are you ready? Is this when we do this?
Oh, this is when we do it.
Okay. The sensory world, the physical material world, or the holos, Greek for whole, is a kind of mathematical simulation, a grand illusion, dream state, harmonic frequency based a 3D by light plus sound from the mathematical source singularity, in parentheses, God. The physical material world is a grand illusion. The concept of physical matter is false. Matter is energy. Everything is energy. Energy is frequency. The only difference between the color or another is frequency of light. Color is light. Light dimensionless and light is the source of all and the necessary substance from which all contingent entities arise. Light in its purest form is dimensionless and resides in the frequency domain known as source. Or God. Light produces the material world. The holos or physical world is the divine source. Holographic furrier projection where light combines out of phase to form material particles. And the Lord said, let there be light.
Okay. So what I got out of that is, it says light plus sound, and I think that that's light and sound. And
reality is composed of waves of every possible frequency.
What does that mean?
How do you feel about that?
What does that mean to you? Because that doesn't mean shit. I'm not smart enough for this.
I don't know.
So can I be honest with you, Jared?
Yeah.
I think that you want to be smart enough for this, but you're not there yet.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Is that what we're like?
No, that's exactly it. And honestly, the other day,
I'm not trying to be a jerk either. I think that if you had somebody to teach this to you, you could learn it. But maybe. I think that you're trying to teach it to yourself.
It's not working.
And judging by how you are just deteriorating, that like you are just absolutely fist fucking that book right now.
It's together now.
Ish.
Is this what you wanted?
And
you don't need to tear me down to make yourself better.
No. I don't understand any of this, or anything that you just said.
Well, drink your liquor and do whatever the fuck you do. Okay?
Yeah. I don't want you to be upset at me.
I'm not upset at... Well, a little bit.
Why are you upset at me?
I mean, you're making fun of me for not be fun. I feel like you ever seen Iron Man 3? You know, when they make fun of him and the guy in the elevator and he ends up being the bad guy?
No.
That's what I feel like is going on
here. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm dead serious.
You don't have to apologize.
I'm dead serious.
Well, you don't need the secrets of the universe because you're not ready.
Jared, I don't need you upset at me.
I'm not upset.
Where did we get off here, Jared?
I fucked this notebook up.
And you're upset about it?
I'm not upset about it. It obviously wasn't shipped very well.
I mean, but you paid a pretty penny for that.
It wasn't that expensive.
I mean, it was over 20 bucks. Right? Now I feel bad because, like, I feel like the joke went awry. I think the joke, I feel like it went awry.
The joke went awry.
And I didn't mean.
It's okay.
I'm not calling you stupid, just so you know. I just think that you don't know, we don't know things about the extra dimensions and colors light.
I'm smart enough to know that I'm stupid.
Which that's is difficult. That's half the battle. That's the battle.
Which is very difficult.
Mm. That's the battle. Thinking that you're smart is a problem. Is a big problem.
No, I'm smart enough. I know that I'm stupid.
I don't think you're okay.
But there's no way to. How do we rocket ship out of that?
How do we move on from this? Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay.
You just move on.
Okay.
I don't really care. I know what you were saying about the whole, like, you don't understand what you're saying. I do not. I'm just reading words. I just think it's funny to read out of this stupid book I bought off Twitter, literally.
You bought it off of Twitter?
Where I start to get upset is when it's just like, you broke your notebook, like that shit. You're faggot bullying me, which I don't know why I would expect anything other than that.
I didn't mean to bully you.
You're like, you broke your notebook, you stupid faggot. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like that vibe, yeah. Which I don't mind.
I'm not trying to give you that vibe.
Can we get some bleeps?
Jesus.
There's no bleeps.
What's his name? Is he new? What's he doing in my garage? Okay.
Try someone new. That's all you can do.
Okay, Jared, I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, I'm not here to upset.
I just did a mind manipulation against you.
I don't think you did.
I think I just made you feel bad.
You did.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay. Hey, do you remember the one time we were on This Podcast is Garbage and they broke up? Mm-hmm. And it sounded a lot like that, but worse, probably.
Way worse.
Way worse. It was about vegan food. Mm-hmm.
Did you think that's where that was going?
No, but do you take that as seriously as some people take vegan food?
No. Not even close. I just think it's funny to read it.
I've seen you lug that book around, and it's just like, and when I saw you pull it out, I was like, Jesus, there it is again.
Yeah. I just think it's funny to read it.
It is.
Because it looks like an insane person wrote it.
It is the ramblings of an insane person.
It really is. And that's why I think it's funny.
You bought it off of Twitter.
I did.
Do you think that dude offers Matt, or I say dude, I don't know who wrote
it. It is a man.
Okay. Offers master classes?
No, he actually has a Zoom book.
No,
and
new?
That's where, like, I, like, all the crazy shit, I just think, I legit think it's hilarious. But I also think it's funny to be like, you ever watched a movie and this person goes through some shit, but it's like, it seems like if you weren't watching that movie and this was real life, that would be insane. But because it is a movie, then it's like you're along for the ride. It's like it's okay. That's what that seems like to
me. Those kind of movies piss me off.
It's like schizophrenic almost.
Yeah,
it's like a schizophrenic person. Like, okay. what if someone thought some shit and it was actually real?
So the fact that you know that this gentleman has a second book out means that you've been following him. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I read all this shit. I'm like, this is insane.
You're following his life, kind of.
No, it's just literally he just posts shit like that.
Is he really, really skinny?
I never seen a picture.
Oh, okay. He's
never once showed a picture.
He's a mind.
What?
His words.
What was upsetting me was the actual physical breaking of the book. And then being like, look at you trying to put your pages back together of your stupid book. That's what upset me. That was when my defense mechanisms flared up.
So
it was like, look at you with your report and you're stupid. You don't even understand it shit. And there you are, like, trying to collect your pages. You're just an idiot. You know, that's when I was like being defensive. That's all that was. That was just harking me back to like being in high school, not able to fart without someone making fun of me. You know, like
without
that shit.
Without Lysol being sprayed everywhere. Well, I'm sorry about that. Trust me.
You were just having fun, and I was just
the last
taking
thing,
a moment.
The last thing I want to do is to have a loved one, you. Into my garage and just think that you're here so I can make fun of something that happened.
Right, and even if you were, I should be strong enough to be okay with that. Because I make fun of you all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and
so it's all in fun.
Yeah, so as long as we can get past that, I guess we'll be all right. I'm sorry your book disintegrated.
I mean, it's together. I mean, it honestly was never really together. It's the ramblings of an insane person.
Yeah, it's quite literally what I bought what I turned in, like, book reports on when I was...
No, it literally is that. But I do think that that's fun. That is fun to look at and be like, someone thinks, like, where did they get that? What does that mean?
I don't understand most of the sentences. That's how stupid I am.
Well, I am too, and you are correct when you're like, we're getting really bogged down in this, but when you're just like, I feel like you want to know what this means, you are 100% correct, because I read it, and I understand the words, but what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something, it's just crazy that that can exist, that there's words you can read, and you don't even understand what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I see that in you because I feel the same way about things like that. Like like I was just saying earlier in this same fucking podcast, I was like, I recently switched to podcasts that are informational because I'm trying to be smart. And I will listen to some of those podcasts and just be like, I don't know what the fuck.
I have to rewind them.
Is happening right now.
You don't even rewind them.
I can't.
No, I'm saying, like, you don't rewind them, you just hit the button, but, like, I'm smart enough to know I'm stupid.
Yeah,
I literally can't understand. I'm, like, listening to it, I'm like, I think I know what I'm saying. And then I just go, like, I, like, do the 15-second, like, rewind, and I'm like, I play it again.
Well, just so you know, everybody else thinks that they're smart enough that they don't think they're stupid, and I wish everybody was more like you in that aspect.
Okay. You don't gotta kiss my ass, bro.
I ain't kissing no ass.
You ain't gotta kiss my ass, bro.
I ain't kissing no ass.
It ain't Christmas.
Okay. Well,
I'm glad we could get back to the source code of this podcast, which is weird. It just took a little bit of Tito's.
I didn't feel... Yeah.
I'm sorry. Jared? We're fine. I'm sorry.
Jared, it's okay. Remember when I told you I was a liquor club member? Remember when I said that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got you a pamphlet so you could be a liquor club member, too.
Is this one of those things where you get rewards?
No. Sign up? No, this isn't a pyramid scheme. I'm not going to get anything for giving you.
Hey, you're buying liquor. You might as well get rewards.
Might as well.
Also, if you ever go to get a life insurance policy, they will deliver all that data to that company and give you a lower rate.
Oh, no shit. Dude, I was just thinking about life insurance policies the other day.
That's why they have to scan your card. That's why they scan your card every time. They're like, this guy, okay, thank you. Thank you, Meyer. Thank for all your information on Jared. So you buy how much alcohol?
That'd be crazy if that's
what... I think that is what happens.
So...
I think that is what happens. So they're like, we have to... They assess who you are and, like, what you are as a person. Find out if you smoke cigarettes and all that. And they're not going to give you... They're going to give you a lesser rate based on your intake of... detrimental substances.
So, yes, that's exactly what happens. And because I have a life insurance policy, very low-ish. I mean, it's low enough to where nobody's getting rich. But, you know, they're whatever.
You think your wife's giving you sleeping pills during the day?
No, it's my brother. My brother gets the money. Because I don't need my wife knowing that she could possibly have money if I'm dead.
I don't need that.
I don't trust that.
That's not where it's going.
So, but I didn't understand the process of a life insurance policy. So what was it, a piss test or I drew blood? They drew blood.
Oh, yeah.
They drew my blood and...
Get inside you. They literally get inside you.
Knowing what I know now, I've been nicotine free for like two months at least now. I wonder if my life insurance policy would be different with my new blood.
You should try your new blood.
Because is my new blood might be worth a little bit more money to the insurance policy people?
Well, they take your blood and they like put it through their system, and they know when you're gonna die. Basically, they got it that dialed in.
Yeah,
they got it that dialed in.
So if I give them blood and they're like, "Ooh, we will not offer you life insurance," I'm just like, "What's like, going on,
bro? You feeling sleepy in the afternoons on your drive home?" They can tell. They're like, "Uh-uh," because that's a bigger payout for them. If you live to an old age, that's a lesser payout for them.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
How does that work? It's
I don't know.
They pay out more if you die young.
I know. All I know is that it's like less than $16 a month, and if I die, and it's not suicide, then my brother gets like $125,000, and I'm just like, fuck. Dude, like, have at it, right? You know?
Bro, I might go to space, dude.
This is going full circle to what happens if I have cocaine in my system when I die?
You need to not.
Are they going to be like, hey, he had blow in his system?
Null and void. It was because of cocaine. Null and void. They'll null and void it.
Yeah. Then... No more cocaine for me until the next time I see it.
Damn, that's crazy you're doing cocaine.
I'm not. When's the last time you... I mean, it's been...
I mean, it just seems like the way you smiled when you said, till the next time I see it.
That's a joke. I mean, okay. Jared, you're getting very unfunny at the end of this podcast, dude.
I don't think I've been funny once in this podcast. Probably the problem.
Just that. No problem. It's our podcast. It doesn't matter if it's
what happened to me.
It doesn't have to be funny. It just has to be a weird time recorded.
I left it all on the dance floor, bud. I left it all on the dance floor.
What do you think? This has been an episode?
I think so. You gave me this pamphlet for the liquor store. Let go.
It's basically on your way home.
It's right there, isn't it?
If you need to just stop on the way home.
Dude, I honestly might put on a suicide vest with bombs.
I know what a suicide vest is.
So it would be like a...
Wait. You might null and void your life insurance policy.
Never mind. Never mind insurance.
Oh, that'd be one less fuck you to, like, your family. You're just like...
I'm going to say it publicly. For the record. For the record, I wore a life vest for a boat, but I took out all the cushions and I put
C4.
It's got to be C4, baby.
Oh, man.
It's got to be C4.
Plastic explosives.
I headed into a Litgo. I grabbed my pamphlet and I QR coded it.
And then you were like, the reason I'm doing this is because I heard there's a dude with tits in here. And then you make it about trans. You make it about trans people.
I read a...
No, actually, you wouldn't even have to say anything.
No, I read a line from the piercing the veil. I read a line I don't understand, and then I just go away. Rocket man.
And then if one trans person dies in that explosion, and you knew that there was a trans person in there, the trans community... Never mind.
No, instead I...
Dude, vodka.
Instead of frequency, I just say Jews.
What?
On the remember when it said frequency?
Yeah, and it was like colors and light, lights and frequency. I do
sort of understand some of it.
I believe you, dude. Calm it. You're acting like you've never called me a fat retard before.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
And I didn't get all bent out of shape about it.
We knew who you were.
All right, we love you guys. It's time to get the fuck out of here.